Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you just heard from Melina Kagan. I listened to the oral arguments at the Supreme Court yesterday. It was about 2 hours long. I jumped in, jumped out. And one thing that I noticed is that no time was the U.S. Constitution brought into play concerning this conversation that they were having. When I tell you that if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 commandments and enforce them, we wouldn't be in this position today, in any sense of the word. By the way, Alina Kagan piped up probably more than anybody. She may as well have just wore a T-shirt and just blatantly said, because that's exactly what she did, in sharing with everybody as to who she works for concerning Big Pharma, because it had nothing to do with we the people. It had nothing to do with enforcing the law. It had nothing to do with applying and discovering. Nothing, friends. Deuteronomy 25:1. This is all a charade. If people would consider the source concerning who's on the bench, they wouldn't take them for anything that they have to say. Furthermore, I'd like to insert this into our little conversation that we're having as I'm broadcasting into 154 cities and into 53 countries and other outlets outside of those. Hey, folks, do consider the fact that every time there was a rebuttal concerning what this attorney was attempting to do, and telling the Supreme Court that administrative law is overreaching at every given step, which is unconstitutional in the first place, do keep in mind that Alina Kagan kept coming back in rebuttal, in defense of Big Pharma, giving statistics, unwarranted, fabricated, and contrived data at every given step. Not a thing that was brought up, friends, was true concerning her data. I want everybody to understand who Alina Kagan is, okay? Because if people understand who Alina Kagan is, they'll have a different perspective about all of that which is going on. The Supreme Court has zero credibility. Again, friends, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Alina Kagan is acting as if she's there to defend the rights of the people and the protecting them, as if to suggest we need the abominable Alina Kagan to defend us from this invisible virus, which is zeroed in on the American people's rights. That's exactly what this is all about. It's not about a virus. It's about attacking the people and enslaving them further at every given step. Did you know that Alina Kagan has never judged a case a day in her life, friends? She was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama right before homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Voila. And the American people gave it a pass. That's the church's business. That belongs to the church. God-ordained marriage, not the Supreme Court. The subversive Supreme Court, who has, in fact, those that are looking out for you, that's the impression they want to give the American people. Those that are looking out for you, say they, those unelected bureaucrats, those nine injustices, friends, want you to believe that they're protecting you when, in fact, in 1973, they sanctioned the murder of over 62 million babies. Why is the world in protest? Why is the world defying their particular governments, friends? They're not defying good government. They're defying the tyrants in their government. And it's the same thing that's happening here. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Let me get back to Alina Kagan before this hard break. Alina Kagan is the former dean of students at Harvard. Now, contrary to Harvard's founding mottos, for Christ and the church, and for the glory of Christ, which, by the way, is still posted on Harvard, Kagan is known for queerifying Harvard. Okay? Queerifying Harvard. During her tenure, she did the following. Kagan hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to, guess what, teach queer legal theory, no such thing, it's a contradiction every step of the way, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender, F-U-C-K, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. The sexuality of minors. So if you want to know why they're zeroing in on kids, these pedophiles are, is because they're trying to normalize the crime. And we see that blatantly happening in San Francisco right now. But keep in mind who's sitting on the bench concerning Alina Kagan, friends. She also hired other radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual, to teach transgender law courses. This is Alina Kagan. This is the one that wants you to believe she's looking out for you, that works for Big Pharma, and she's telling you she works for Big Pharma. Okay? She's trying to defend the indefensible every given step of the way. She also has on her staff well-known Cass Sunstein. This guy is a lunatic who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. This is who Alina Kagan has around her. Okay? You want to understand now? Or do you understand now why these people are called their backwards and why they're called an abomination in the sight of God? Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, the list goes on. Kagan viciously attacked our military in opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, even banning military recruiters from coming on the campus at Harvard. Kagan's attempt to ban the recruiters was unsuccessful, and even after losing her legal campaign, she encouraged students to continue protesting them. That's what you're dealing with. That's Alina Kagan. She's not ruled by law. She believes she's above the law. She's at war with God, and she wants you to join her side, a war in which will never be won. He who spits against heaven, said Thomas Watson, will surely fall on his own back. That is the history of what they are advocating. Kagan and her radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even campaigns to make the entire university trans-inclusive using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy. It's non-discrimination, friends. In other words, they're trying to give themselves a shield to attack at will without being liable for their crimes. Okay? That's what this is about. Bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. Just ask Kevin Jennings from GLSEN. Okay? And I'm sure Kagan and GLSEN are buddy buddies. In ending, Alina Kagan has never judged a case a day in her life, and yet she's the one, the unelected, most unqualified, is the one that is giving the rebuttals in protecting the American people from the tyrannies of Big Pharma. I want you to understand who she is. And the reason I'm highlighting that right now, friends, is because of the last break. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, please do. Please do. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us on social media platforms, go to the right side of the page. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to that of beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time again, 1-866-582-9933. I want to go back to this, and let me remind you, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Friends, we're not going to go along with this loose doctrine that's being thrown down on the people, which is found out to be propaganda more than it's not. But again, consider the source, John 8:44, Ephesians 4:14. Now, I want to go back to this, friends, really quick, because I just heard during the first break, right before we jumped on the first segment, Lena Kagan rebutting the attorney. I want you to remember, friends, at no point did I hear during that two-hour oral arguments at the Supreme Court, did I hear reference of constitutional law at any given time, at no time. What they were talking about is administrative law. In other words, giving Big Pharma, giving the CDC and the such, WHO, NIH, permission to be a government unto themselves as to how they're going to dictate and oppress the American people. That's what they were arguing, say they. And again, let me remind you, friends, that Alina Kagan, that radical lesbian that never judged a case in a day in her life, showed her true colors. And we knew this already. Friends, let me equate this to what so many people have been talking about. Boy, this sure looks a lot like Germany. Oh, it sure does. We're hearing this from doctors now. We're hearing this from Holocaust survivors now that are trying to warn the people that this looks very familiar and how this all came down. They know the signs better than anybody. As a matter of fact, here, let me do this. We have one right in front of us, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to get back to the topic in which I'm covering now because I want you to know who's sitting on the bench. They are unelected, unqualified, and let me reiterate the point, friends. They're trying to establish, under false pretenses, a pretended authority given through administrative law, which is unconstitutional. No wonder why they didn't bring in the Constitution. As a matter of fact, let me take it a step further. And if you want to rebut me, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. At no time was the Constitution brought in, because if it was, it would have been over right then and there, because you would have seen that they were overreaching, the courts were assuming authority that was never given to them. You just heard that during the break, that this is unconstitutional. The federal government has never done this before. Well, let me tell you this, Americans, they're going to do it unless you put a stop to it. This is illegal. This is tyranny. And interestingly enough, no matter how many judges, federal and state Supreme Courts, have stood up in the defense of the people and educating them that what's going on through federal government is a violation of law and it's unconstitutional, rendering it nugatory or null and void, the American people are still going right along with it. They're going right along with it. Let me read this to you really quick. We just had a judge on Thursday, too, a cool guy, but he didn't know the Constitution. And this all transpired right before our eyes and our ears during the interview that we did with him. But let me go over to this just to show you what I'm talking about. Article 3, Section 1. Listen carefully. This is what the U.S. Constitution says. Okay, the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court, okay, under God, under the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2. Remember, I just said that. Okay? And in such inferior courts, civil courts, as the Congress may, the voice of the people, may from time to time ordain and establish, the judges both of the supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during what? Good behavior. This is not good behavior. This is not good behavior at all. If I go to Section 2, Article 3, listen carefully. The judicial power shall extend to all cases in law and equity arising what? Under the United States Constitution. The laws of the United States. And what are those judges supposed to do? They are to faithfully execute what? The laws found within Article 2, Section 3. Is that what they're doing under Article 6, Section 2? Absolutely not. This is completely foreign to the U.S. Constitution. That's what's going on in the Supreme Court. And you know what the American people are doing, for the most part? The dummies, the ignorant, the desensitized, the indoctrinated. Hosea 4:6, you know what they're doing? They're waiting for the decision to come down from the same court that sanctioned the murder of 62 million babies. And you know what they'll do, friends? Many of them will submit to the unlawful edicts. Okay? But I can tell you right now what's happening all over the world, and it's beginning to happen in America, is people are understanding exactly what I'm telling you, and they're beginning to stand up and revolt and defy the tyrants for who they are. They are breaking the law. We are not breaking the law. We're holding to the law that keeps us free. Just the other day, went grocery shopping. We have to do that once in a while here. And in the process of doing that, I always just glance over the Minneapolis Star. They call it the Red Star here in Minnesota. Communist Red Star, right? And interestingly enough, it said right on the top of the front page, more fear, more oppression thrown on the people that deserve it because they don't stand up against it, right? Daniel 9:7, and they're confused, and they're worried, and they're scared. Well, if you're a Christian, don't tell me about how scared you are, because the Bible clearly tells us that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, 1 Timothy 1:7. So what are you talking about? Going back to the paper, what did I see? Right on the front page of the paper, mask mandates again, right? That's a done deal. Guess what it said right after that? Shots on the table. Boy, that's a far cry from how this all started, isn't it? How many times have these people, in their narrative, how many times has it been debunked and broken down, even by our said representatives from within? But they do nothing, just like the American people tolerate their said representatives to do nothing. to their own demise. How many times? Oh, my goodness. They don't even have a narrative anymore. That's why they're using oppressive measures through a totalitarian system of government, which is foreign to the American Constitution. That's what, in fact, is happening. Oh, Bradley, you know, that's just really way out there. Is it? We got our friend who is a Holocaust survivor warning the people all over the globe as to pay attention to the signs, and I want you to hear it. And I want you to see it. This is brand new.
That's a lesson that right now is very needed. Adults now are not rebelling against things that are wrong. People are being pushed around, denied normal interaction, and they're just following it like sheep.
Holocaust.
There's something very wrong.
Survivor. Holocaust survivor.
Part of what's wrong is the idea of just following authority without considering, what if they're wrong? What if it's not in my best interest? Why? This is very dangerous that we have so many people, good people, people who think that they're doing the right thing community-wise, but they might be devastating both the community, the economy, of course, has been destroyed, and their health as well, just following without questioning. As I say, this incident, it just encapsulates, I guess, who I am. Why I have been sounding alarms when I recognize that they're alarming. It's a very, very dangerous thing to do, to follow. That's what happened in Germany, essentially.
Yep.
All Germans were not evil.
There's the Holy Ghost, folks, warning you.
Most of them, the vast majority, simply went along.
The vast majority just went along.
It was wartime. And we're always being told about war, and now it's a war on a virus. I mean, that kind of thing should not eliminate basic human rights.
That's right.
And basic respect for individuals.
That's what it's doing.
It starts, and medicine especially, which is so intertwined, and it, as it was then.
Yep. Of course it is, because that's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. He said it was for your safety, and he sent out his Gestapo to begin to ask for papers. Well, what people are doing on so many levels, they're doing it to themselves, but not the majority of the people. Only the people the media wants you to see that are going along with it. I'm going to show you, once again, just the exact opposite. You're fighting against each other, friends. You're fighting the wrong people. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is among top Democrats converging on Nevada to pay tribute to the late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Biden and the First Lady arriving in Las Vegas late last night after surveying the damage caused by a massive wildfire near Denver. The Bidens attending the memorial service for Reid, who died last month after a long battle against cancer. The California National Guard is being deployed to ramp up statewide COVID-19 testing. Governor Gavin Newsom announcing 200 members will help with staffing and assisting with walk-ins. CalGuard members will be in some Los Angeles County testing sites, including Van Nuys, Pasadena, and Paramount. The governor's office saying the Omicron variant is spreading rapidly and making up at least 80% of COVID-19 cases in the state. USA Radio News. A second trial set to begin for three Georgia men.
Sentenced to life in prison for murder already, the three men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia 2 years ago will soon be standing trial again on federal hate crime charges. Jurors will have to decide whether the slaying of the running man was motivated by racism. The sentences imposed by a judge on Friday in Glynn County Superior Court concluded the state of Georgia's criminal case in the death of 25-year-old Arbery, in which a jury did return guilty verdicts just the day before Thanksgiving. Now, on February 7th, a federal judge has scheduled jury selection to start in the three men's second trial in U.S. District Court. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune announcing he'll run for re-election next year. Thune, number two in the Senate, and a possible successor to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And the fact of the matter is if you've got something you want to add to, then share it with everybody. 1-866-582-9933. You just heard during the break, and I'm going to come back to what I was talking about a moment ago. But again, just keeping this live. You just heard about Harry Reid. Treasonous Harry Reid. How many times did that man play the Judas towards the people, namely his constituents that he was to serve? Oh, and there's old Biden, right? He's got one foot on a banana peel and the other foot in hell already. And he wants to take us all with him. No. You know, here's the fact of the matter. Harry Reid, Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto men once to die. After this, the judgment. He met his maker. He died in his sin. And it's interesting because during the break, this is what I heard. I heard Luke 16. And faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. To he who has ears to hear, this is the kind of hearing that I'm speaking of. I think of what it talks about when it tells us in Luke 16:19, there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. I'm just going to skip right down to the bottom. Once he figured out that he died in his sin and that the Lord was who he said he was, which he always knew, he just wanted to serve himself. It's the oldest sin in the book. It's called atheism, right? And what's interesting to know is when he was in hell, he lifted his eyes up, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom, and then he cried out. And what did he say? Father Abraham, I want you to go to my brothers. After he said, have mercy on me. The Lord had mercy on him, but he didn't want to hear it during the time that he was alive on this earth. What did he say? Send Lazarus, send that poor man, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And then the next appeal was, remember thou that in thy lifetime received good things, and likewise the others what? Well, the others that he was oppressing, in this particular case, Harry Reid. And besides all of this, between you and us, there's a great gulf fixed between us, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us, that they would come from thence. Then he said, I would that you would go to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they should also come into this place of torment. Too late, Harry. Too late, Harry. I believe Biden has seared his conscience. I believe that many of those other pedophiles in government have seared their conscience. They've gone too far. There is no returning. Bradley, the Lord offers all mercy. You know, but keep in mind what Scripture says. Throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament concerning pedophiles, you don't find it anywhere. But what you do find in Luke 17:2, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and to cast themselves into the sea than to offend one of these little ones. How many times they've offended those little ones? If you're on the side of the Lord, then you better understand that He sits on a throne of righteousness and judgment. And He said, you that love the Lord hate evil, and you that love the Lord love that which is good. Psalm 97. Let me finish this. After he ended up in hell, he realized the severity of the life that he lived in sin towards God, in his unrepentant sin towards God, Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, Acts 2, 38, the list goes on. And then after he begged him for water, no. Begged him to go to his father's house and tell his five brothers, no. What did he say to him? He said, they have Moses and the prophets. This is the New Testament. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. Those preaching Jesus only, false grace, without the law as a schoolmaster to bring men to Christ, Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, they're preaching a false grace. And I want to tell you what has brought us to the position that we're in today. Antinomy. They have no regard for God's moral law, and they live accordingly. And the false preachers and hirelings, John 10:12, sit up at the pulpit and assure them that they're all going to heaven when they're dead, no matter how they live. That is a false gospel, friends. I want you to listen carefully. Jesus said, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And isn't it interesting, going back over to Biden, who goes and holds in high esteem his dead treasonous friend, Harry Reid. Let's call it for what it is, friends. Let's call it for what it is. He's in hell now where he belongs. Look at the life that he lived here. He hated God and he hated his creation, and he showed us all what I just said was true every step of the way. Matthew 7:16. Isn't it interesting how they love to honor one another? The Bible says the world loves their own and all they do. And it also tells us that they honor, they highly esteem that which clearly God hates. If you go to Luke 16:15, it says, and he said unto them, you are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And it's because of those men that are now dead, that are being honored by the living, that are acting just like the Harry Reids of the world, they continuously push us the same direction, the likes of those that are in hell. And isn't it interesting that Scripture tells us there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death? Yep, Harry knows now, doesn't he? So does Colin Powell, doesn't he? Yeah, isn't it interesting all those treasonous individuals concerning 9/11? They all know now, don't they, except George W. Bush. One more to go. Daddy knows. Now Georgie's in line to know. They thought they got one over on the living God, only to find out that that's who they're going to stand before on that final day. Revelation 21, verse 8. See, that's the big surprise here, friends. But here, let me tell you something. If the church loved God enough, they would push that judgment day here while they're still alive. But the American people let them do what they do, suffer their abuses, and then they die and go to hell. And then they watch the corrupt that are alive go and hold them in high esteem, which God calls an abomination. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Speaking of which, Joe Biden, what is he pushing? What are they pushing on a global network, an alliance, a covenant of hell? Isaiah 28, verse 18 right now. This plandemic. I was just talking to somebody today. Isn't it interesting? Doctors are coming forward and telling the people they can't even prove the virus. And look at how far they've gotten the people. And guess who all those people are that are going along with it? Those that said they didn't believe the media. Well, who told you that there was this invisible enemy? The media that you said you didn't believe. You hypocrites. Romans 1:18. You hold the truth and unrighteousness, and you're the worst of men, is what you are. I want to show you what these people are breeding. The love of many will wax cold. They are breeding division between the people. They're breeding people somehow or another to pay them, steal money from the people's taxpayers, then their coffers, and to give the people to snitch on other people, to stay out of stores if they don't go along with this propaganda agenda. And I'm going to show you what's happening here in America, and then I'm going to take it over to the rest of the world, because I'm here to tell you that these fools that you're about ready to see and hear, these are far and few between. I want to show you what the masses are doing, because what the masses are doing is what the mainstream media is suppressing. They don't want you to know that we're communicating. They don't want you to know that we're having meetings that are packed. They don't want you to know, friends, that we have figured out the con game, the end game. They don't want you to know, but I don't care what they don't want you to know. I want you to know the truth of the matter, because it's the truth that makes men free. I want to show you some fools in America, and then I'm going to take you across the globe and show you what these said leaders across the nation, and not just in America, the nations are breeding. Okay, now check this out. I got to watch this one. This guy swears a little bit at the first, and I can't have that on live radio. So again, I want you to see this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You have no mask on, and you're in a store where you're not supposed to be without one.
That's none of your business.
It is my business.
No, it's not.
You stupid That's great. You call the manager, but in the meantime, get 6 feet away from me, you stupid
I'm talking to you.
Get away from me now. No mask, get out!
Put on your mask and get off the bus.
And they're the victims, friends. The ones that are assailing are somehow the victims, right?
I don't care where you're from. Just put on your mask or get off. Quit acting like you're privileged. You're not that special here. We don't discriminate.
We don't discriminate. As what is he doing? Discriminating.
It's not a point. You're still on the bus.
This is ignorance in action, folks.
Swearing at me. Be quiet and stay out of it.
Don't tell me what to do.
Stay out of it.
Don't tell me what to do.
Stay out of it.
It's on,
you.
Yeah?
Listen, get off the bus and take your white friend with you.
I said, look yourself a pillow.
You're a real jackass, aren't you, buddy?
Hitting you with a bat?
Is this incredible?
Get out.
Guy, just so you guys can get it, I got to give the narrative really quick here as far as what is being said here. It's interesting that one guy is going inside of a hardware store, and the time that he goes into the hardware store, two employees come out with masks on, and one of them has a bat in his hand. One of them has a bat in his hand. And it's interesting. They are somehow, they want you to believe, they are the victims. They're not the victims. They're the useful idiots that are going along with the propaganda that they say they don't believe. And because you don't go along with it, they're mad at you. And guess who loves that? The tyrants. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you that if you're warring against each other, you're warring against the wrong people. Look at who's creating all of this. That's who you deal with. Isn't it interesting how this is promoted by said representatives throughout the globe on a global basis? I'll show you that in just a couple minutes. But again, friends, let me show you what happened when this guy walks into a hardware store, the employee, two of them, one has a bat in his hand, and attacks, friends, he attacks the customer.
What the
f***,
man?
I guarantee you that guy's sued in a big way, and that store is sued in a big way as well. That's what they don't want you to hear. Look at this.
You better get the f*** off him.
Hey, guy. Tell me why you were taking pictures of me and my daughter. Why were you taking pictures
of me? So I got a hard break here. Boy, folks, I am so sorry about these breaks. They just kick my butt sometimes. So about the time I start, all of a sudden I have to take another quick break. I'll come right back and I'll show you this creep walking around with a mask, filming him, a man, and his daughter. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I want to get back to this creep here, and it's I don't know what else to say, folks. I mean, the guy's a straight creep. That's exactly what he is. And if I was to say he was something other than the fact that he was a creep, I'd be lying to you, and I don't want to be guilty of that. But what this is here, friends, it shows you how people with masks on that are drinking in the narrative are attacking the people that are not. The people that are not drinking in the narrative are easily outnumbering those that are going along with this. And of course, the mainstream media wants to show you the other version of their false data, when in fact we know it's true because we can see it, we can gauge it, we have conversations with people, we know it's true, we know it's not true. Folks, let me say this. Representatives that are putting stock into Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca and that of Moderna and Pfizer, like that of Marjorie Taylor Greene, who tries to play the defenders of the rights, and Matt Gaetz and 75 others, they're not your friends. They're not telling you the truth, okay? They're not. They're capitalizing off you, just so you know. They are investors into these experimental shots, which, by the way, not a one of them has been approved by the FDA. Not that the FDA has any more credibility than the rest that are going along with them, but the fact of the matter is you must know, in fact, there is no approval by the FDA concerning these experimental jabs, that they are, in fact, now trying to force on you, America. I said they're trying to force them on you, America. Okay? We're going to get back to the Supreme Court here in just a minute as well. I want you to see the rest of this creep. And here we go. This guy right here that you're about ready to see on social media platforms, he looks like a creep. He's filming a man and his daughter, and the dad wants to know why.
Tell me, and I'll leave you alone. Why are you taking pictures of my daughter? Tell me, with your six masks. Can you just tell me?
I can stay alive, please.
So you can stay alive? That's why you're taking pictures of my minor daughter?
Can you please?
He was taking pictures of me and my minor daughter.
Can I have
this is another version of people standing up for themselves. This is what they'll do. They're cowards and they're capitulators.
You're real brave with your 90 masks on.
The maskless man pushed him, and that's when a man from the other side of the restaurant rushed up.
The guy in the blue hoodie comes out of nowhere and punches him in the face, and then, you know, it just went so fast.
Boy, for all of you drinking this in, something wrong with you. The tyranny and the tyrants that are promulgating this, they love this. They love the division between the people. And you people that are working against each other, you're playing the fools before ill-designing men.
Hey, sir, everybody got on masks, man. Everybody got on masks, man.
So a guy walks into a Walmart with no mask on. They treat him like he's a criminal. Now we're on a jet. A woman is arrested for striking a man that wouldn't put a mask on and spit in his face. There's another lawsuit. So you'll never hear about those lawsuits, friends. Yep, she slapped him, and then she spit in his face. The guy looks at her and said, when we land, I'm going to have you arrested, and rightly so. And rightly so. I mean, people are sick. I mean, they're just as sick as Anthony Fauci. Just think about it. They're just as twisted as any one of them. I mean, you can't make this up. Oh, you think that was crazy? Oh, my goodness, friends. I mean, I got people that are doing research for me, and I have so many videos, I don't even know what to say to you. But here's another one for you. Here is another one for you. This is an individual that was across the fence. Now, this is in Australia, okay? He's across the fence, has nothing to do with a man or a woman. They're 10, 15, 20 feet apart. The man gets mad because he's not playing along with them. And what happens or what ensues shortly thereafter is what I'm about ready to reveal to you.
Concerned about the threat of COVID, has attacked a stranger in Parkville for getting too close to his family. The stunned victim has told Adam Hegarty he was just going for a run.
Morning exercise.
Yeah, the guy that they're saying was just going for a run is the one that assailed this innocent man. Okay, and the media is trying to put him up like he was, well, I was just out there having a little bit of a run.
And all it
and this guy's beating the crap out of
distancing.
The other guy.
The man pummeled to the ground is Simone. He says he was doing laps of McAllister Oval at Parkville yesterday morning when he got too close for comfort. The couple ordering him to keep his distance from them and their two children. He couldn't believe it.
I was so far away from them, and this guy deliberately hit me without any reason. It was pretty brutal.
And that's what the film shows.
Filming part of the argument.
So the guy that wanted the innocent man to stay away from him was on the other side of the fence, 15, 20 feet away from him. This is the victim. The media wants you to believe he's the victim. He's the one that did the attacking. He's the one that did the attacking, friends. But on the news channel, they're trying to put him up as the guy that was bullied. See, it's again, Isaiah 5:20, they put the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie. That's exactly what it says.
COVID, the presumed trigger.
He came, like, straight at me after screaming, and he said, hey, stop, don't come close to my family,
He wasn't even close to his family, friends.
There's a lot of space.
You can hear the youngest of that family in the video.
I want you...
police at this stage are not investigating.
The police at this stage are not investigating, they said. Of course not. Can I ask you something, friends? Who is fueling this narrative more than the world leaders, as the mainstream media puts them up to be? Them. Who's creating the division? They are. Who are they working for? The people? Or the cabal, as they're called? Denny, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling in. What say you, my friend? Thank you for holding on, too, by the way.
Yeah, Denny here speaking.
Yep, we got you, Denny.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I'm calling, our family was involved in the political arena for quite a while, and I do pay very close attention. And right now in the state of Indiana, we are trying to pass a bill that makes it so it's mandatory. But the state representatives right now are trying to keep it out, so they're going to they'll go through by Monday. Then they say the state senate, and even one of the Republicans there, I can't mention her name, out of Fort Wayne, is a state senate. And
why can't you, Denny? Why can't you mention her name?
Well, Brown. I heard of the Brown, Senator Brown, and
okay.
I heard that said. And I'm not saying anything against her at this point, other than I'm against that mandate. They said she's going to vote for it.
Okay.
And my concerns here are the fact that here I found out that her husband's a doctor, Fort Wayne, and she's an attorney.
Yeah.
And you said to yourself, now wait a minute. And I gather what you say, and I hear clearly what's going on. And this is, I asked myself a question. Are they involved in investing in the pharmaceuticals? What are they doing it for, and what's the reason behind it? So I called one of the other state representatives, and I don't think they were even aware that it's unconstitutional.
No, they're not. I just had a judge on from Michigan making reference to the Constitution and honestly educating him to what the U.S. Constitution says, because what he found throughout our conversation is he was submitting to administrative law. He was administrating, he was submitting himself to the Supreme Court as the final say. They are not the final arbiter. He was talking about the evolution of the Constitution. He was talking about precedent. No, all null and void. We go back to the law, Article 6, Section 2. So the fact of the matter is what you're finding out right now, it is all administrative law, and it's all based on a fraud. They don't have the constitutional authority to pass the bill. Here's the deal, Denny, because I have a short amount of time, and I'm going to give you the last word. I'm not taking the shot. You're not putting that this little test that you want to put on me, a PCR test, which now we're finding, said Johns Hopkins University 2 days ago, that when you take that test, it's the same thing as taking the experimental jab. So they're setting people up for the fall if they're not already put it in your body. So, no, I'm not going along with it. It's time for Americans to defy what's going on here and quit patty-caking and getting caught in between the unconstitutional parties. We are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties, period. Article 4, Section 4. You have the last word, Denny.
Yeah, I want to be a part of this to make the people aware of what's going on, make the people aware of the Constitution, how important it is and how important God is.
Amen.
Wake up.
Amen.
Okay.
I appreciate. Yep. Thank you very much. I totally appreciate it, folks. We got a hard break coming up right now. I do have an article I'm going to pull up during the break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you're on social media platforms, and it shows you and gives you the names of the 75 individuals that are anti-vaxxers and maskers, but yet we found that they are investing into the big pharma companies. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hour two coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.